The reading is taken from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 to 23, and can be found on page 826 in the church Bibles. Lamentations 3, verse 21 to 23. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Thank you, Jacob.
Okay, right. It's a great privilege to have been asked to speak to you all tonight. Many thanks to Dave Atkinson for having confidence in a rookie preacher like myself. Well, it's been a great series of talks, hasn't it, on the different songs, and so I feel I've got rather a lot to live up to, but here goes. I was asked to talk to you today about one of my favourite songs and to put it into its biblical context. So I've chosen Great Your Faithfulness by Martin Smith, which we're going to sing in a moment. This song is full of encouragement and helps us to focus our minds on how great God is, despite how our circumstances might look at any particular time. There's a little bit of a buy one, get one free this evening as well, because this Great Your Faithfulness also quotes from the great hymn, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. For example, you hear a lot of songs like the words like, O God, my Father, O God, my friend, hope for tomorrow, strength for today, and talks about the mercies being new every morning and God being constant. So I thoroughly recommend, if you haven't sung that song for a while, to have a look at the lyrics for yourselves, because it's a beautiful hymn. Just to set the scene about our reading, Lamentations is a book of five poems which are attributed to Jeremiah and are believed to have been written after the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians in 586 BC. The temple was destroyed, many of the leading men and women of the city were deported to Babylon, and their situation seemed fairly hopeless. But in Jerusalem, which seemed such a proud and glorious city, was being ridiculed by the surrounding nations. I think it's a good idea, if you get a chance when you get home, to read the first three chapters of Lamentations, just to put it into context, because even though it's not a barrel of laughs, as my mum used to say, it really is not an easy read. But actually, if you see these verses in the light of the very... very, very sad content of the first three chapters. It really stands out as a hopeful and positive passage. Anyway, so back to the passage. It would have been understandable if Jeremiah, having seen all this desolation around him, had told his compatriots, well, I told you this was going to happen, because actually he'd been preaching for years before that to say, well, if you go down this route of pagan worship and general evil, this is what's going to happen. But actually, when you read the book of Lamentations, you see that Jeremiah doesn't gloat, he doesn't get self-righteous, he's heartbroken at the situation in his city. He was sometimes described as the weeping prophet, and here we can see why. However, as we see from verses 21 to 23, all is not lost. It's as if a ray of sunlight has broken through in this dark, cloudy sky. And perhaps we needed to see that darkness before we can really appreciate the hope and the positive message in these verses. So we start with verse 21. Yet this I call to mind, said Jeremiah. He decides he's going to focus on God's love and mercies, taking his eyes away from the situation around him for a moment, which, as we know probably from our own experience, is often easier said than done. But sometimes, if we can turn our gaze away from our circumstances and focus on God instead, David quoted that great song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, earlier today. And the idea being that we look at him instead of the devastation around us. And it helps us get a new perspective and to rethink our situation. We can also see this if you look at Psalm 121, I lift my eyes to the hills. Because the psalmist there is acknowledging that his help comes from God. Going back to verse 21, and therefore I have hope. Now God promises us that he will give us hope for the future. In fact, he said to Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, He said, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you hope and a future." Verse 22 of our reading, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed." How many times have each of us been stretched to beyond what we would consider if previously have thought of as our breaking point? How many of us have been caught up in situations from which we can see no way out and where God seems so distant, only to discover that God gently reminds us that he has always been there, guiding us, providing for us and rescuing us. He has always been there and he will always be there. As we see this, that's a line from the song that we're going to sing in a moment. Now, many of you will know that January is a particularly stressful time for me. Being an accountant, it's our tax return, it's the tax return deadline at the end of January. And so everyone's going all the hands to the pumps, trying to get all the tax returns out. And every year I find myself asking God questions like, why am I here? What? How am I going to get through this? I can't cope with this. This is all too much. And so on. But God always finds a way to get me through it. And if you've ever find yourself in a situation, I'm not saying you're going to be up to 11 o'clock at night doing tax returns, but you know, you can get the impression that you're up against a deadline. And God always sort of get you through it. And even if it just means calming down and just saying, okay, let's do this. Verse 22 continues, "For his compassions never fail." Now, God is faithful to us, and he never fails us, even if we haven't been faithful to him. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, because he cannot disown himself. And then we're reminded in verse 23 that God's mercies are new every morning. Now, God keeps on providing us with new blessings and challenges, but his character doesn't change. You notice that? He's always creative, but he himself doesn't change. He's always loving, always just, always truthful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God's mercies and blessings are new for us every morning. This gives us hope of a new day dawning, even if we've had a tough night. Do you ever wake up in the early hours thinking about something that hasn't gone right the previous day? Maybe you said some things you're not sure about now. Maybe you've hurt someone's feelings. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen next. Are things going to escalate? Are you going to fall out? You worry about it and stay awake. And it always looks bigger and scarier at that time of the morning, doesn't it? We're talking about 3, 4 in the morning when I usually wake up. And then you sort of go back to sleep and you wonder, what, when you wake up, what was that all about? Because God's giving you a new perspective. It's a new day. He's blessing us with a new day, new perspective, and a new chance to make a fresh start. Now, verse 22 and verse 23 both feature the word great. You notice that the writer talks about God's love and faithfulness not just being a little bit good or quite good. It's not, but the Lord's a quite good love and faithfulness. It's great. Abundant, overwhelming, and awesome. This is our awesome God who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. Ephesians 3, verse 20. It's a great verse. It would make a great memory verse, actually. And faithfulness. We're reminded again of God's faithfulness. How much can we trust him? Well, he's been described as faithful, solid, dependable, steadfast, and reliable. Now, speaking for a moment as a musician, I also imagine his faithfulness to be a bit like that of a very good drummer, like our Rob here. Keeping the pulse going, the heartbeat of the music, and giving the rest of the band a solid foundation on which to build certainly makes my job a lot easier as a bass player. So just as Jeremiah sought to encourage the remnant that survived the exile from Judah by showing them that there was light at the end of their particular tunnel, I've sought tonight to encourage you all to trust in him, even the most difficult of circumstances. So as we sing that song again in a moment, let's just remind ourselves, let's think about God's great and abundant faithfulness and kindness. Even when the shadows fall, he never changes. From age to age, his character remains the same. He's always been there for us, and he will always be there for us. Amen.